98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
July 15th, this is the Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Happy Monday. Hey. Hope you're enjoying the sun in some way. I always say it's very important to get out and get that vitamin D.
Have you any conspiracy theories that you genuinely believe?
This is out of the blue, is it?
Not really, because we're going to go into the Channing Tatum thing.
Feels incredible. It's just thrown on me. Do I have any conspiracy theories? Yeah, for a long time I thought Tupac Shakur was alive. The 7 day theory, for those of you who are up to date on it, the fact that Michael Jordan's sneakers are in one of his music videos, but technically those sneakers didn't come out until a different age. The Illuminati. He was inspired by this guy who the 7 day theory, so he's supposed to come back in 7 years. There's a whole lot of weird shit about it.
And what convinced you to then think that it's not true?
Logic. Well, 7 years passed. Okay. What about you?
I think our phones are listening to us.
They are.
Definitely. Like when it comes down to just pushing ads on us.
Yeah.
But is it pushing our future and what we've been talking about in therapy?
Oh, that's a good question. The same thing. Well, a very similar thing happened to Channing Tatum.
Cooper, will you tell me about that app you downloaded over the weekend called Pattern?
Yeah, I actually don't really understand it. I downloaded it and I tried to use it, but the servers crashed.
Okay.
And I couldn't register, but I've just done it again there now because I knew we were going to be chatting about it.
Yeah.
So it's telling me about how courageous and charismatic I am.
Cool.
My ability to manifest, whatever that is, determination or frustrated. It'll tell you when you're going to be frustrated.
Okay.
Relationship expectations. Unpredictable relationship. Says I'm good at dating. Jesus.
Well, this seems pretty normal. That seems like kind of a horoscopy type of thing happening.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about Pattern, this app, is because Channing Tatum has essentially freaked out after using it. Now, Cooper, you're easily freaked out, but you seem to be totally fine. However, Channing was not fine. So I have a bit of the video that he recorded directly after using it, and he sounds shook.
How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning. Boop, pops up.
If this is an ad, he's not doing the service any good. Do you know what I mean? Because it's more...
It's reverse psychology, man.
And using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern?
He's got the tinfoil hat is on him now. And I love Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is very, very funny. With Jonah Hill, all those movies he did.
AI, the algorithm that is the Pattern. Are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? I need answers right now.
He shook. Very shook.
All right.
So what would you recommend?
I still don't get it. Like, it's all right, it's giving me an update now. It says for the next few days you might notice a heavy energy that feels pervasive.
Oh, it's so American.
98FM Big Breakfast.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, so like, I'm going to delete it because I can't understand the big words.
Yeah.
He sounds shook. He sounds frantic. I've never heard him like that. I'm worried for him.
There is a conspiracy though with this.
Oh?
Is it a ruse? Is he part of it?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is it an ad like?
Yeah.
Well, if so, job are done.
Congratulations to the name of that app that I can't remember. Because it broke down.
Oh, you crashed, did it?
Yeah, yeah. I tried to log in.
Okay.
Not the only thing that broke down.
Stop, you're mad for the segues. absolutely, yeah. We unfortunately, in the Big Breakfast, the 2 out of 3 in the team were rendered motorly useless.
Hey, I need to apologize first of all to the people just back a little bit from the road coming up to the City West Convention.
The N7?
Not on the N7, the little road that you take off to the... So from the N7, on that little twisty-turny road through the woods, it's lovely.
Okay.
And you come to the little traffic lights, fast traffic lights, and City West Convention Centre's on your right. So I got a breakdown there on Friday afternoon-y. And to all the people that beeped at me and all the people that gave me signals, I'm very sorry for ruining your day, for breaking down in a place that had absolutely no control about where I broke down. The engine just destroyed itself.
Well, it wasn't like a dangerous place, like on two corners, like in the middle.
It was. Thank you so much to the lady who stopped and asked me, "Yeah, right, you want, have you got a phone?" And I said, "I have a phone and there's people on the way, but thank you so much for stopping in a dangerous position. That's please, leg it, please." But she was really nice, and then to the, you know, all the other people that beeped and told me I couldn't park there. These are actually dope.
Never mind the smoke coming out of the front of the car.
Yeah, and the bonnet up and the hazards on. But anyhoozle, I thought that that was my, I was going to come in on Monday and tell you that story, and it was going to be, everyone's going to be like, "Oh, that's awful. Jesus, that must be so difficult for you to," but hang on a second. In walks producer Suzanne with a trump card.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually think it was a bit of karma, because when Luke broke down, he sent a picture into our breakfast show group. And
did you laugh at it?
I kind of did a bit of a, hate that. And then I got on the road to go to Donegal, which according to Google Maps was going to take me 3.5 hours.
Right.
And it took me 6.5 hours to get there.
Oh, God.
So I actually, about an hour, just over an hour into the trip, just before Virginia in Cavan, I pulled in to get a bit of petrol, tried to move the car again, also broken down. Yes.
Go on.
I thought of you straight away and went, "Oh, lol, there's two of us in it now." And I went in, I think it was just the battery. Well, so I thought, I had to ask a man in a car who might know. And went around looking for jump leads. And miraculously, I had broken down outside of mechanics.
Oh.
When does that, like, how good? So there's a little bit of good karma on my way.
You're in Cavan, there's a mechanic on every second house anyway, so you're fine.
So on we went. 3 hours later, we are nearly there. It says about 45 minutes to the place we're going, and I'm exhausted by this stage. And we see a Lidl coming up, and we say, "We'll stop in there." So we go to the roundabout, and I rear end the person in front of me.
Why? Why'd you do that?
On purpose?
No, of course not. I thought she had left, and I was looking to the right. Never in my life have I done that before. And I hit the back of her BMW. So,
Suze's least favorite car brand.
Some might think it was on purpose.
None of this is going to help you.
Another BMW, and a red one as well.
Oh, the trifecta.
Yeah.
Stopped at a roundabout, not yielding. Red and a BMW.
Red BMWs don't have brake lights or indicators.
There was no damage, so thank God.
Right. And then you finally got to wherever the Bleeding Jesus you were going.
Yeah, we got there in the end, into Ardara.
Ardara. They just make up names up there, don't they? Ardara.
What do you want to call this place? Ardara.
There you go. Now, that's a bad karma, good karma sort of life lesson, so to speak.
You eventually got it started, and then you went and broke the law.
I had a lovely replacement car from Skoda, thanks guys, and we drove down to the middle of nowhere, Loch Ray, which is a loch. There's no rays in the loch. It's a lovely part of the country, and they have an abandoned mansion there.
Woodlawn House, right? It's this mansion in Galway. I was down there for a wedding near about it, so I was looking at places to go on the drive home, and I saw this like ruined 18th century mansion, which is really famous apparently. I was Googling and apparently it's haunted. So
nice.
I was in, you know, I love dilapidated old buildings. I think it's incredible. Had me drone with me, so I thought, you know what, any egg bleeding excuse. So I Google it, and you have to go around the crumbling walls, and you have to go through like this insect, there's loads of like an insect nest or something, because there's a big swamp. So it just feels like those, you know, those things that are way too close to your ear, you know, like in you know what I mean, and they bite
muzzies.
So you get through there biting muzzies, and eventually then I see these like nice little signs that have obviously been put up by the council, and it says Woodlawn House. Here's the back entrance. This is where the cattle would have come in, and this is where the quarters for the servants and stuff. And I'm just thinking Downton Abbey in my head, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So the missus is loving this. 22 degrees. I've got my little girl with me. It's going to be great. Let's go into this dilapidated building. So you start to make your way through all this stuff, you know, hop over a little fence, and it's all like the, if it's a two-store house, but the whole floor is gone from upstairs. So you're looking up into like rooms that are like falling in on itself.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really cool, right?
So project.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's gone so well. I mean, I'm thinking this is incredible. I can't wait to get into this place.
Yeah.
So I come along to this courtyard, and it's open courtyard, right? Mm. And I'm just about to make my way into the building. So I want to go in and have a look because apparently it's haunted. There's a woman that's going to scream at me from the top of the stairs. This ghost of some lady that died hundreds of years ago. And this happens.
Attention! Attention! You are currently trespassing on private property. Please leave this property immediately or the guardie will be informed.
Raging. Absolutely right. CCTV cameras all over the gaff. I only noticed it.
I was like, that doesn't sound like a scary ghost.
Spotlights and everything. I've realised I'm in a bleeding booby trap. Trip mines, everything. And I'm still at the back of the gaff, so I'm thinking, it's only a pre-recorded generic attention.
Oh, yeah.
You trespasser, you need to go. There's nobody there. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, staff, you know, it's probably a robot. They're not going to hire a person. So I keep going and I encourage the girls to come with me. All of a sudden.
Oh, attention! Attention! Could you please, you with the red bag, please leave the property you're trespassing? The guardian have been informed. Now go on!
So I'm like, all right, it's just more, it's more like they can pick up the colour of the bag and a specific message goes out.
Yeah.
No.
Take that stupid drone with you!
No, that was for me. I kind of want to sneak in to there again in the dark, but they probably have spotlights on, don't they?
Infrared.
I saw spotlights as well, you see, and they could have it. Yeah, you're right.
Did you see where the cameras were and where the speakers were?
Yeah.
Were they little pods on the ground?
No, they're up big high poles.
Ooh.
Raging. I will get there one day. Finally then, well, we had an idea to do something in a year.
Last week, we had talked about how the census, which is, you know, the thing that comes around every now and again, it lets people know what life was like during the time the census came out. And we can look back on that information and kind of plan for things in the future. We can get a sense of where we've come from in the past, how many babies are being born, how many people are dying. All that stuff is very important.
Mm.
So we had talked about that last week, Coop, and afterwards we were like, hang on a minute, we missed a trick with that. Why don't we come up with our own time capsule, all right? A 98FM Big Breakfast time capsule that we could put a load of WhatsApps in from people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
Get them to record what life was like for them on that day, the 15th of July, 2019.
Yeah.
Hold it away, put it in a safety deposit box in a bank, one of them metal yokes, you know, them little thing. Put a USB stick in one of them metal yokes, put it away, keep the key somewhere, hide it. Yeah.
Okay.
In 2020, July 15th, we'd take it out, stick it in the computer, and play those messages out to Dublin. What do you think?
I really like this idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we have the time capsule.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very impressive.
Should we open it?
Yeah, do open it there. Where is it? There it is there, thank you. Oh, it's very nice.
Mm.
It's like the doors from Star Trek.
Yeah.
So it's open now, okay? And you can WhatsApp in on 0877 98 98 98 your message, okay? So we would like to know your name and what you're doing right now. What are you up to on a sunny Monday in Dublin in 2019?
How's it going? It's John, and I'm on my way to Teddy's in Dunleary to get ice cream.
There you go. You never know, Teddy's could go under in the next year. We look back and go, do you remember Teddy's?
Don't say that.
Are you currently saving for a house? You know, hey, Joanne here, saving for a house. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to get it. In a year's time, Joanne, we play you that message and you're in a comfortable house in Glasnevin, huh? That you own. Yeah, you never know. So 0877 98 98 98. Our time capsule is here. WhatsApp us in a little audio note and let us know what life is like right now so we can look back in a year and go, do you remember? A time capsule. We have it here, a 98FM's time capsule. It's very, very, this is obviously spent quite a lot of money on this thing.
Mm.
And what we're going to do is put all of your WhatsApp messages that we've been sent in today over the next couple of minutes into the time capsule, close it, put it away in a safety deposit box for a year, and then play out the messages in July 15th, 2020.
That'll be a Tuesday, won't it?
Oh, cool, yeah. So it won't even be Monday. Pete has a really inspirational one here. This is quite cool.
Morning, lads.
Hey, yeah.
Peter here from Leopardstown. Today, July 15th, I'm currently training to do Ironman in Italy.
Yeah.
It's been a goal of mine for the last 3 years to become an Ironman.
Right.
So fingers crossed that this time next year, I will be an Ironman.
Wow, that's cool, isn't it?
That's very cool.
Tony Stark heading him.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Can he fly, like?
This one's a little sad, but at the same time, again, inspirational.
Hi, I'm Sophie. I'm from Navan. I'm on my way to work. It's my last week before being made redundant. Aww. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the summer and hopefully get a new job in September.
There you go. We're going to look back this July 2020. You're going to be like, Jesus, fair play to you. That job is fantastic, I'd say.
She could be president in a year.
This is a little boy or girl. I'm not sure which.
And I'm going to my skill camp today.
Oh, cool.
I'm so excited.
So there you go. Hopefully that school camp is one of the best school camps you go to. And you look back at this and go, geez, remember that school camp?
It was the best one ever.
0877 98 98 98. We've more here. We only time to play a few of them. I want to put them all in the time capsule. You've only got a couple of minutes. WhatsApp us in what you're currently doing today and we play it for you in a year's time. Don't close the time capsule yet. There's still a few coming in.
I like the sound of it though. Yeah, but I'll open it back up again.
I'll open it. You just want to open and close it. Okay? Go on, close it now, close it. Okay, right.
We didn't do our own ones.
No.
Okay, we can add this. Currently, I am wearing a pair of pants that have peanut butter all over them. Hopefully, in a year, I won't be doing the same thing.
I'm currently going through a lot of stress with the house, and hopefully, it'll all be finished by this time next year. That mine was too serious, wasn't it?
Very serious, yeah. I felt like
But I genuinely do want it to be finished.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in a year, and we'll come back to the show tomorrow at 6 a.m. bright and early. Have a fantastic Monday. 98 FM's